Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Welcome to NABWIC Talks Radio. This is Ann McNeil, president of MCO Construction and the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And I am so very excited today to have a very special guest on. Sandy McDonald is an awesome person, and he has done some tremendous, tremendous jobs in the Broward County area. And so welcome to the show, Sandy.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Can you share with our listeners a little about yourself and how did you come to Broward County?
Okay, certainly. Well, I would start that off by saying thank you, Broward County. I've certainly enjoyed the current 4.5 years. I came to Broward in May of 2013. Prior to that, I was doing consulting in the Midwest. And I was contacted, actually, by Richard Anderson and Associates. It was a group at that time, I believe, out of California. And that's when Broward was looking for an economic development and small business director. And the information that they shared with me when they reached out to me and the information that I read about Broward and the existing direction as well as current direction actually intrigued me. And I will have to say, Ann, at that time, I had just completed doing about 15, almost 17 years of work with different government agencies in Michigan. And I had actually told myself I'll continue with the consulting, but I actually had no plans for working for another government. So in that regard, I'm glad I changed my mind. I had did economic development for about 10 years back in the city of Pontiac, Michigan. Actually, I was born and raised in Pontiac. I went to college in Virginia. After school, I decided to start my career in Washington, D.C., and I moved back to Michigan in 99 when my dad had died and started the activities of small business, minority business, and economic development, and had been with that type of activity since. So when I started consulting in 2010, I was traveling around that state doing different assignments throughout the state and working with different developers and businesses and municipalities and helping them to strengthen their minority or their small business program, helping developers and others navigate municipal, county, and state services. And again, when Richard Anderson and Associate reached out to me and I took a look at what Broward had to offer and what Broward was doing, it certainly intrigued me. And to be honest, the weather wasn't bad either, comparing it to Michigan.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing. But I would tell you this. We are all very excited about your coming, and that leads me to ask you to share and describe Broward County's small business program, if you will, because it is very obvious the difference that has been made in the program since you've been there, and it was just an awesome fresh breath of fresh air, if you will. So if you share with our listeners Broward's commitment to the small businesses.
And I would certainly say and give the initial kudos to the 9 commissioners in Broward County. Broward County, I would have to say, is truly committed to small business. They're committed to small business. They're committed to minority business. They're committed to women-owned businesses, and it's not just lip service. It's actually stated strongly in our Business Opportunity Act 2012, which is the existing ordinance, and we have an admin code as well as policies and procedures that speak the same. We've been a certification program for quite some time, a pretty good small business certification program. But one of the things I'll say we've added recently is more technical assistance and training to our small businesses. The commitment is to make sure that businesses can not only do business in Broward, but actually grow beyond Broward. So we've put several procedures as well as best practices in place to make sure that our businesses have a chance to be successful. That is inclusive of the county procurement, but also beyond county procurement. So we want to make sure we stay in tune with those things which cause hurdles are in the way of small business. We want to make sure that we can aid small business in making good business decisions. And more importantly, we want to make sure that the county has a process themselves that are inviting to small business. So when we talk about our procurement, there's a real opportunity to make sure that we're not just putting out bids with goals, but that we're putting out bids with goals that's inviting to small business, that has access for small business, and in advance to make sure my office has prepared that small business for those opportunities. So I'll have to say the county's commitment is real. My current program operates on an average of 25% of what the county does. We would love to see go to small business. It was most recently recommended by one of my commissioners as a part of an overall recommendation I'm making early next year to take that average 25% goal and make it a minimum. If you're real serious about creating real opportunities, then you don't want to do average. Because to get an average, as you know, some numbers are high, some are low, and based on conditions, more are low than high. But if you start the table, start the foundation with a minimum 25, the expectation is we'll get that 25 and more.
Well, listening to the tone of your voice, I think it's very obvious that there's going to be no question that not only are you going to hit the minimum, but it sounds like you're going to also exceed that. So that is awesome. Now, what about, you know, you talked about small businesses, but what about the minority business in the area? We would like for our audience listeners to know that we are, when we say Broward, we are actually referring to the Fort Lauderdale area of Florida. So we know we have listeners from all over the world. So when you hear Broward County, just in case you're wondering, it is the area of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So now what about minority business? Is there a difference? Do you have one program, a number of programs, same program? How does that work?
Yes, Ann. We actually have two programs. The most part of what I was just describing is our Broward Local program. And in many counties across the country, based on the state, there are usually local programs. So Broward has a local program that requires the business to be in Broward. And our local program is race and gender neutral. So if a business has revenues averaging $5 million or less over the last 3 years, if the proprietor of that business has a personal net worth of $750,000 or less, not counting his or her primary home, and if that business has been in Broward at least 1 year, that person is eligible to be a small business in Broward. But in addition to that, Broward administers the 49 CFR under the Department of Transportation, the DBE and ACDBE program. We administer the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise and Airport Concessions Disadvantaged Business Enterprise program, which, as you know, are exclusively for minorities and women. We do that program for the businesses in Port St. Lucie, Palm Beach County, and Broward County. So in that regard, we remind all of my local vendors, if they happen to be a minority or a woman, they too can apply for this federal program, which, as you know, is a national program. So for minorities and women, if their field of interest, if their industry is one that's a useful function for the federal program, they not only can get certified if they're here in Broward, but that certification is good throughout the state of Florida. That certification, as you know, Ann, is good throughout the United States.
Exactly.
If someone is certified here and they decide that there are some business opportunities in Georgia or Tennessee or back in Michigan, those states have one of three options or all three to approve that vendor. Those states will either accept the certification from the other state, or that state has a right to ask for the certification and a copy of the on-site review for that certification, or that state can ask for the certification, on-site review, and a copy of the application. If all of that paperwork is in order, that other state must accept that DBE into their state. So as a DBE, you can be in multiple states, and that program is extremely important for my minority and women in Broward and in South Florida, because as you know, we're all waiting on the day, and I'll say on the record it's going to happen, that infrastructure will pass. The objective is to determine how much, $200 billion, $400 billion, or a trillion, but it's going to pass, and all the activities related directly and indirectly to improving America's roads, bridges, and highways, and activities related to roads, bridges, and highway is going to have that immediate 9.9 minimum goal just to start. So Broward is extremely excited about not only administering its local program, but having the capacity to administer the federal program, which is the DBE, as well as specifically in the airport, the ACDBE.
Well, we're all excited and anticipating that change happening. And as a result of that, I should say really in ahead of that, we can also look forward to technical assistance that your office provides. Can you share with the listeners, you know, what kind of technical assistance is provided through Broward County?
And that's the key, Ann. And the idea when I'm working with the FAA or the FTA and everyone's talking about you're doing a great job across the country and the state of Florida, here in Broward and South Florida, about certifying new vendors, you know, but you're trying to figure out why the new small businesses, minority businesses, women-owned businesses aren't giving the opportunity. And it's really about not only access to capital, it's about technical assistance and training. Many of our businesses and their owners are experts and that service or that good or that material they provide. But many have additional questions, needs, and concerns when it comes to things like understanding insurance, bonding, when it comes to understanding certified payrolls, when it comes to understanding best practices for leveraging your inventory and your supplies and being able to set your books up to understand your APs versus your ARs and your net 45-day payables. Broward believes that we have to strengthen the capacity of our businesses to do business in addition to their skill set. So we work with other professionals, other organizations and individuals to make sure that everything from bid estimating, information on bonding, access to legal assistance, accounting assistance, and knowing how to navigate municipal contracts and nurture relationships with private developers, we make sure we offer that support. Some technical assistance is no more than some one-on-one familiarity. So what we've done in Broward is to make sure that in addition and prior to procurement, doing a mandatory pre-bid meeting, we host meet and greets. I want my prime contractors to meet my small businesses. I want my small businesses to network with each other in case there's a need one day to do joint ventures. We just submitted to the county commission last week and got their unanimous approval to even begin a mentoring program, Team Up Broward, where we're going to begin to work with prime contractors and ask them to be mentors and take some of my subcontractors and certified small businesses as mentees or proteges, and we're going to help them nurture relationships that hopefully one day can be beneficial to both parties. So again, we have a series of workshops, technical assistance trainings, and we're always open to one-on-one assistance that we provide as a county because we don't want to just be known as a good program that can get you certified. But the objective is to get you certified, help you understand the process, help you understand how to grow your business, and to allow you to be even more competitive in county's procurement, bare minimum.
Well, with that thought in mind, I want to take a moment and have you share with the listeners, how can they reach you and your staff in terms of a website or phone number so that they can begin that search?
Certainly. They can reach our office at 954-357-6400, and the receptionist will always take their call, and based on the direction of that call, they will send them to me, my economic development arm and staff. I have an outreach and public communications arm and staff, and we have a small business staff that specifically speaks to county contracting certification as well as compliance. You can also find out much more about our program, certification requirements, our development workshops, our trainings, by going to the county's website, Broward.org/econdev. That's short for economic development. So they can actually go to Broward.org/econ, that's ECONDEV. And when you get to our website, you'll get all the information about this office, from the economic development arm to our international market and exporting arm to our small business program, including activities related to county's procurement.
All right, that's awesome. Now, for those individuals who are listening and want to know about why would they want to come to Broward, or they are in Broward, how robust are the opportunities there to make a small or large firm interested in participating?
We'll put it this way. In addition to our major projects at the port, we're dealing with the deepening and the widening of our port so we can take the larger ships from the Panama Canal. In addition to the $2.4 billion airport renovation that is still going on, where there's approximately another $600 to $700 million of activity that still needs to be completed, Broward's procurement averages anywhere from $560 to $600 million a year the last 5 years. So $560 to $600 million of procurement of goods, materials, and services have flown through Broward's coffers approximately the last 5 years. And with the county's program, our job was to average 25% of that procurement with small business, which we now will go into January and stop using the term, as we mentioned earlier, average. And we would be looking for the county, if they procure $600 million of goods, materials, and services in 2018, we'll be looking to make sure a minimum of 25% of that $600 million will be spent with small business. So Broward can say on the record, we are peer right now, and it looks into the immediate future, definitely the next 5 years to a decade, to be very robust in our small business opportunities. We recognize that because for other statistics, the SBA looks at small businesses, at those employees are 100 to 500 employees, but Broward has 89% of the businesses in our county all have 20 or less employees. So we own the fact that we are a small business community. And when you think about, we run an airport, we run a seaport, we run transportation, we have a convention and visitors bureau, we have government office east and west. We're responsible for county roads, signalization, traffic. When you constitute all the things that Broward buys, subcontracting and professional services, there are so many opportunities for small businesses in Broward to participate. And again, what's robust now, I see continuing for at least the next 7 years to a decade.
Wow, that is phenomenal, phenomenal. Well, we're going to begin to wrap up, but I must ask you this question about certification and the process. Is there anything additional what you've shared that you'd like to share more about that process? Because I'm sure there are going to be listeners wanting to know, what do I do next, and what about the process, where they would start?
Well, the first thing you need to know about the process for certification, that's the local program as well as federal, is free. And actually, if I have to remove the word free, it's the fact that I'm here as a based on the taxpayer, so you've already paid for it. So the certification application, federal and local, are online. They're on my website. Someone can download those applications, fill them out, and send them in. Someone can take a look at my calendar of events for next year and decide, hey, I need technical assistance. They can bring that federal 1 month, the local application another month, and we have teams of staff that will walk them through in a technical assistance training. We understand many small businesses are busy. They don't have time to be coming into our meetings. So even right now on YouTube, under the Office of Economic and Small Business Development, there is a YouTube video on how to complete the certification application for Broward small businesses. We want to make that a convenience. And in the end, if you just can't come to one of the technical assistance training and you don't have your laptop working and you can't get to the YouTube video, you can always schedule to come in to get one-on-one consultation on the certification application, federal or local. We want to make that a very easy, convenient, and accessible process to every business that is interested in becoming a vendor through the Certified Small Business Program. But I got to tell you, Ann, and your listeners, someone can go home tonight and just decide to become a Broward County vendor by going to the same website, broward.org, go to purchasing, and just sign up on BitSync, which is an electronic software, and you get to register for free and become a Broward County vendor in 10 or 15 minutes. My office would help them learn how to navigate BitSync so that they can explore past bids, past activities, past county agencies based on their good material service so that they can make a determination if they want to become a certified small business or not. They just might want to be a vendor. But again, that information is available in advance to help them make a decision if my small business program is something that they would like to participate in.
Well, I think that one of the things that you've just done is you've leveled the playing field for all businesses in Broward County, whether they're minority or small or even large businesses, because the vendor registration is a must for anybody that expects to do business in Broward, correct?
That is correct. For anyone who wants to do business in Broward, you must become a Broward vendor first, and that's on the county's website under purchasing for free.
Wow, this has been an awesome show. You have been so warm and inviting and encouraging and supportive in the information that you shared. Now, Sandy, is there any additional information that you'd like to share before we wrap up the show?
The only thing I would really like to share is to encourage businesses in Broward, specifically for the local and the small business program, to reach out to our office. Give us a shot. I understand historically things may not have been what they should have been. I understand that we may not have been the most warmest and receptive, but at the end of the day, right now, it's about any business and where they're planning on going, not where they've been, so we want to be there for you. But with all the opportunities statewide and nationally that are coming up, I'm encouraging all women and minority businesses, no matter what county you're in or where you are as a listening audience, pay attention to the federal program. Your goods, materials, and services, which are in use as we speak, will be in abundance use, you know, in the years to come. So you want to do your homework and due diligence and get ready for what is going to be ahead for the minority program, specifically the DBE and the ACDBE. And again, any of that information or consultation someone needs, they can get that any day from me or my office.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you so very much, Sandy. And we are going to all look forward to having additional opportunities from Broward. And prayerfully, you will be there for a very, very, very long time to see all of this come to fruition in terms of your vision. And we want to thank you for coming on the show and look forward to working with your office and participating in a lot of the opportunities. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.